furtively at Gwen. They'd been close once. She's not even sure why she agreed to come with her to this faraway country inn. She watches Gwen concentrating fiercely on the winding road up the slippery incline, heading into the mountains. "Are you okay?" she asks suddenly.
"Me?"
Gwen says. "Yeah, I'm fine. We should be there soon." In journalism school, when they were both at NYU, Gwen had been the steady, pragmatic one. But Riley was ambitious. She wanted to be where it was happening. Gwen had no taste for adventure. She'd always preferred books and quiet. Out of journalism school, unable to find a decent job at a newspaper, Gwen had quickly parlayed her skills into a good corporate communications position and had never seemed to regret it. But Riley had headed to the war zones, and she'd managed to keep it together for a long time. Why does she do this? Why does she keep thinking about it? She can feel herself starting to come apart. She tries to slow her breathing, the way she's been taught, to stop the images from coming back, from taking over. David Paley parks his car in the shoveled parking area to the right of the hotel. He gets out of the car and stretches,